Okay.
Okay,
Do you
I'll
reckon it's
finish
been, is it
record.
been recorded? Oh.
Yeah.
Okay then. Hey, right.
Hey, you can
Marcia,
talk.
before you start, can I just ask Claire, is this posted on that other group that Prof has, the Deborah one?
Yes. Marcia is eager, beaver, done everything already 3 times over.
Because there was another lady on the other line. She's gone. I don't know if she got the message. I don't know who she was
no,
either.
Frida's back.
It's Frida. Across
oh, hello,
all
Frida.
The groups.
Yeah.
Okay. Love you then.
It's
bye.
Been posted across all the groups.
Yes.
Okay.
Now, Frida makes all the food for us. For prophetic age. Frida's
oh,
best.
Frida's PEI's personal chef.
Yes.
Wow.
Frida,
you're
going to
have your own
birthday cake.
Frida, in the mighty name of Jesus. Create. God's giving me that gift.
Yeah.
Yeah, okay then. So hi everyone. So let me see who's on here. Okay, so I'm going to hi Stuart, hi Natalie, hi Claire, and Frida. God bless you, Frida. I'm sorry about what happened earlier on, but my computer, which I bought only a little while ago, I thought would be like all you know up and ready to go, is telling me I will not use my microphone in your Zoom. So it was literally saying I'm not. Yeah, literally, the computer says no. So I've had to come onto my phone, but thank God. Stuart's such a blessing. He's able to record it for us. What he did, he set up a session and then made me the host. So that's why we kept sending you different pins. Apologise, yeah? We got there in the end. Okay, well, I'm going to start with prayer, first of all. And then I'm going to play a song called Change Me by Tamela Mann, because I believe that that's the song that God wants me to start the session with, because the message is about changing, us changing. And we'll get to the message in a second, but I'm going to start the session with prayer and then this song, okay? Okay. So Heavenly Father, we thank you for this beautiful day that you've given to us. We thank you for the breath of life. We thank you that you've given us the breath of life and that we all wake this morning, that we have eyes to see, ears to hear, Heavenly Father, and we've got a roof over our head. We give you all the glory and praise. Heavenly Father, please forgive us of any sins that we've committed against you and the one that's made in the image, and to wash us in the blood of Jesus. Please forgive me, Father. I want to be a clean vessel so that you can use me, Heavenly Father. Speak through me, Heavenly Father. Let there be less of me and more of you. And Heavenly Father, I ask that when I'm speaking today, they won't see Marcia. They will hear the message coming from you, Holy Spirit. Have your way. Be amongst us, Heavenly Father. You said where two or three are gathered, you are in our midst. So Heavenly Father, have your way. And I'm asking that you dispatch your most highest ranking warring angels right now to all our homes, Heavenly Father. And anyone else that's going to be listening to this recording later on, I'm asking you dispatch your most highest ranking warring angels and ministry angels to minister to them so that they're protected. And they are listening to this message, Heavenly Father. And I'm asking, Heavenly Father, you prepare all our hearts to receive the message that you have for us today in Jesus' name. Amen. I'm just going to close my window because I can hear cars in the background and I don't want it to be a distraction. Right. Right. This is the song that I'm going to play. It's a listen to the words. When I play it in my car, it ministers to me so much. Okay. I'm going to turn the phone around so you can see.
Change me, oh God. Make me more like you.
Can you hear that?
Change me,
oh God. Yeah?
I think kill your video because your internet is struggling. And then...
Okay.
Worship you.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Change me. Change me.
Yes. Change me, Father. Change us, Father. Be more like you.
Change me.
Hey.
Change me.
Change me. Yes, Father, change me. Change
me.
Yes, Father, change us. Mold us, fashion to us to be like you, Heavenly Father. Make us Christ-like, Heavenly Father. Change our mindsets, our hearts, Heavenly Father, to be more like you, Father. Hey, change us, Father. Is there anything in us that is not of you, Heavenly Father? Make us Christ-like. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. We thank you, Father. Okay, I'm back now. That song is so powerful. And you played it in the car. Woo! And that song's been ministering to me a lot recently, a lot. Can you all hear me? Yeah? I'm just, is that a yes? Yeah? I'm making sure you can hear me. Okay, perfect. This song really ministers to me because I know we're in a season that God's taking us through deliverance and purging us, as Prof says, purifying us, you know, so that he's purifying, purging his bride. And you're probably thinking to yourself, what's that got to do with restoration? What's changing? What's us asking God to change us got to do with the restoration? Well, this is what this message is all about today. This is what God has shown me today. Now, the chapter that God gave to me was Joel chapter 2, verse 5. Okay, Joel chapter 2, verse... No, sorry. Joel chapter 2, verse 25. And I'm going to read it to you. So, I will restore to you the years that the swarming locust has eaten, the crawling locust, the consuming locust, and the chewing locust. My great army, which I sent among you, you shall eat in plenty and be satisfied and praise the name of the Lord your God, who has dwelt wondrously with you, and my people shall never be put to shame. Okay, I'm going to put my camera back on because Prof just said that she wants the people, the individuals who are doing the Zoom teachings, have their cameras on. If God, it won't become a problem, but you know, hopefully my internet will be okay, in Jesus' name, it will be okay. So this is the scripture that God gave to me, Joel chapter 2, talking about how he's going to restore back to us everything the enemy tried to take away from us. So I said to God, I always do this anyway, let me go to Google and look up the word restoration. This is what I got, surprise, this is what I got. I wasn't expecting to get this meaning. It says that restoration... I got two different meanings for restoration. The very first one was it's the act of returning something to a former owner, place or condition, I'll repeat that. The act of returning something to a former owner, place, or condition. And the second one was this, which is so powerful. The return of a monarch to a throne, a head of state to a government. So the very first part of this meaning, the act of returning something to a former owner, place, or condition. God took me to restoration that happened at the cross. That was the first part of restoration that happened. God said to me, tell my people that God, he loved so much the world that he gave his son Jesus as a living sacrifice, that whosoever believed in him would be saved. So Jesus dying on the cross brought reconciliation between God and mankind. Everything that Jesus did, his earthly ministry, his death and resurrection, was centered on overthrowing Satan's empire and restoring humanity and creation back to the perfect will of God. This restoration is a free gift from God to us. But this is the question, do we really want this free gift of restoration? Let's ask ourselves this question. Let us be real today and really ask ourselves this question. And it's not just for us who are listening today. It's anyone else that who'll be listening to this recording later on. Because maybe, you know, God may impress for it to be passing out. The people that are in the other groups who didn't get to hear it will get a chance to hear the message. Do we really want this free gift of restoration? Let's ask ourselves, what does our lifestyle, mindsets, behaviours, the things we say, our actions, our relationship with God say about whether or not we really want this free gift? And it's not just restoration just in salvation. It's restoration in every area of our lives. Okay? Now, God then took me to the word disobedience. This is what I got when I did my research on this disobedience. And I can relate to this. I'm going to give my own testimony in a minute. Disobedience can cause one issue after another, one drama after another. Going back to Joel chapter 2, verse 25, which I just read to you, which talks about the crawling locust, the consuming locust, and the chewing locust. Anytime you read in the Bible locust, it is the signal of God's judgment. It typically represents God's judgment against a particular city or culture, okay? Due to mankind's sinful nature, mankind has a tendency of doing what is right in their own eyes, yeah? Of doing what they want to do, regardless of what the scriptures say, regardless of what God wants us to do according to his will, yeah? So God is a God of judgment. His righteousness judges iniquity. Let me tell you about my testimony. When I was younger, at the age of 18, I committed adultery. I started dating a man that was a married man. I was in that relationship for years. I was what they called the mistress, I suppose. Yeah, I was a mistress for years. And then I eventually married that man and became his wife. I got myself in that situation. My disobedience got myself into that situation, okay? And as a result of me choosing to be disobedient, as a result of me wanting to satisfy my own flesh, I paid the price. I reaped what I sowed. I wasn't in a happy marriage at all. And now I'm divorced. I put myself in that situation. It wasn't God. It was my disobedience. Before I married my ex-husband, I gave my life to Christ. Can you believe it? But I still got into that marriage. Obviously, I didn't have the wisdom and knowledge I have now. So obviously, I would never do that now. I'm on a different walk with God. But I chose to be in that situation. And I basically walked into fire. And everything that God wanted to give to me, because remember, when I gave my life to Christ back then, I had that free gift of restoration, but I rejected that free gift of restoration because I chose to walk down in disobedience. So my mindset wasn't right. I wasn't wanting to follow the will of Christ. So I basically reaped what I sowed. And everything that God wanted to give to me in regards to restoration, you know, in every areas of my life, I didn't get that full restoration. I was walking in God's permissive will and not his perfect will. Okay? So I reached what I sowed. And trust me, it was fire. I was in the fire. And it was so hot, I wanted to come out. And God doesn't obviously believe in divorce, but I'm out of that situation now. And this time round, I'm telling you, I do not want to walk in disobedience. I am not going to walk in disobedience. I want restoration in every single area of my life. And that requires me to have obedience. And this is the powerful message that God is wanting to share with all of you today. Okay? So thank God, even though God is a God of judgment, even though his righteousness judges iniquity, thank God our Abba Father, the great I Am, is a God of mercy, a God of love, a God of forgiveness. He's a God that always gives us another chance after another chance after another chance. God says that he's giving mankind an opportunity to repent. And that's what I've been doing. That's what prophet's been telling us. That's what God has been saying to us through prophet. We need to repent, go through deliverance, break down strongholds, you know. And that's what Bishop Stewart was telling us yesterday in his teaching about deliverance. God is giving us another chance to get it right this time. Yeah. So God, and I was to my church yesterday, and God gave me a word for the church as a large. And it's a lot of the stuff I'm about to say is what God has been saying to us through prof. And I'm going to repeat what the word that God gave to me yesterday. God says that he's coming to purge his bride, his church, to prepare them for this new season of restoration. First comes the fire and then comes the rain in preparation for the biggest harvest that the world has ever seen. My bride, God says, must be rapture ready, says the Lord. I'm coming to clean up my church, my bride, to separate the sheep from the goats. I need clean vessels, sanctified vessels, obedient vessels that I can use for my glory. I'm dealing with iniquity in the bloodline. Everything that Prof's been saying, I'm dealing with rebellion, wrong mindset, sin. I'm rooting out pride and Jezebelic characteristics. Tell my people to repent from their sins and turn from their wicked ways. I'm raising an end-time army without blemish who are ready and armed for battle. This is God's agenda. This is what God is calling his church to do. This is what he's going to be doing with his church. This is his agenda. So let's think about, why would God give people that continually turn their hearts from him another chance to repent? Why does he give us a chance for restoration? Why would he give us another opportunity? God is a loving God. We know we all have a relationship with God. We know him. I didn't know him before until when I properly gave my life to Christ in 2016. Before then, I was just like lukewarm, in and out. I wasn't really committed. Since 2016, I said, this is it, Father. I want to do it your way. I've got to know him as a father. I've got to know him that he's loving and kind. And I know he wants to give mankind a reign of prosperity. He wants to give his children prosperity, reign of blessings, reign of upgrade in every area of our lives, a reign of restoration in our finances, our relationships, our health, our ministries, and in our careers, every area. The God that we serve, the great I Am, wants to restore everything the enemy has taken from us. But are we, so the message that God wants to speak through me to all of us today, are we willing to be obedient and repent? Are we willing, so everything that Boss has been saying, it's just a confirmation. Are we willing to make our agenda God's agenda? God's agenda, as Prof has spoken to us so many times, is to prepare us as an end-time army in the last days, in the end times, so his name can be glorified. And so he can use us as a vessel to bring as many souls to Christ. He said in Matthew, he brought into the scripture, Matthew 6:33, that we must seek first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and then all things will be added unto us. So when we make God's agenda our agenda by seeking his kingdom first, all the restoration we need in every area of our lives will be added unto us. God is not a man that he should lie. He is a covenant-keeping God. However, we need to realize God will answer. Hey, this is another deep bit here. So remember, it's about obedience, not disobedience, but walking in God's perfect will, not his permissive will. So remember, I gave you my testimony and I was walking in permissive will. And yes, don't get me wrong, there was restoration areas of my life, but I did not get that 100% full permissive will. So, perfect will restoration that I am desiring right now in my life. This is a different type of restoration. But he said this. Okay, I'm sorry. I'm going to find where I went here. So one second. So we need. Are we willing to make our agenda God's agenda by seeking the kingdom first? So in regards to us making our agenda his agenda, when we pray to him, our prayers must be according to his will. Back then when I was praying to God, they weren't according to his will. It was all fleshy, but what I want, what I need. Yeah? What's God's will? And so we have to realize that God will answer us according to his will and not our will. There's no point asking God to make you a millionaire by allowing you to win the lottery. That ain't going to work. That's not God's will. God's not going to want to make you win through the lottery, because obviously that's gambling and that goes against his word. So I'm not saying it's the case with all you guys here, but I'm going to speak what God said in my spirit to speak. Yeah. Maybe the reason why God is not answering some prayers is because it's not according to his will. Because in Proverbs 28 verse 9, that's Proverbs 28 verse 9, it says that our prayers are an abomination to God if we turn away our ear from hearing his instruction. I'll repeat that. Proverbs 28:9 says that our prayers are an abomination to God if we turn away our ear from hearing his instruction. We must not use prayer to orchestrate our own desires, wants, or wills. In order for God's willed restoration to come, there has to be obedience on our part. We must allow him to return and restore his position of the King of Kings in our hearts, in our lives, in our destinies, in our minds, our will, our health, our relationships, our prosperity, and our ministry. Remember earlier on when I talked about the meaning of what restoration is, and there was a second meaning, and it said the return of a monarch to a throne, a head of state to a government. When we're walking in God's will and making our agenda God's agenda, that's exactly what we're doing. Okay, we are saying to God, we're allowing him to return and restore his position of Kings of Kings on his throne in our lives, our destinies, our hearts, our minds, our will, our health, relationships, prosperity, ministry, every areas of our life. For restoration to fully take place in every area of our lives, we must choose as our first priority, our number one first, our Abba Father and his will. He wants our obedience, our submission. He wants our full attention as well. There's another thing, and I got this from last night from prayer meeting. One of the pastors, she spoke a word. It was deep. He wants our obedient submission. He wants our full attention. He wants intimacy with us so he can direct us down the right path of his will so we can receive the restoration he has in every area of our lives. He doesn't want a part-time lover. Now, that's deep. He does not want a part-time lover. He will not reveal his secrets to a part-time lover. That hit me for six last night at church. Allow him to be the captain of your ship so he can direct you down the path he's chosen for you. Obedience. Seek his kingdom first, and everything will be added up on, in your life. Restoration will come in your life. Pray according to his will, and let him be the king, the captain of your ship, so he can bring restoration in every areas of your life in the mighty name of Jesus. And the third thing, sorry, the second thing that God showed me was about faith. Now, this is deep as well. He showed me, in order for restoration, God needs our faith. For in Hebrew chapter 11, verse 6, it says it's impossible to please God without faith. We all know this. It's impossible to please God without faith. And then God took me to the woman in Luke chapter 8, verses 43 and 48, where it talks about the woman with the issue of blood. And he said to me, look at the woman that was with the issue of blood. Tell my people the story again to remind them. She had an issue of blood for 12 years. Can you imagine for a woman to be on her menstrual cycle for 12 years, flowing blood without ceasing, and that no physician was able to heal her? No physician. She was suffering all that time. And she came behind Jesus and touched the hem of his garment, and she was instantly healed. And feeling his virtue leaving him, Jesus said, who touched me? So she said, she came to him trembling and fell down to the ground in front of him and said, okay, this meeting no longer has a time limit. Praise God. Praise God. God is an awesome God. Thank you, Jesus, for having no time limit on the Zoom. Thank you, Father. Okay. So Jesus said, someone touched me. Who touched me? And she fell before him and said that she touched him. She was trembling. And Jesus replied to her and said to her that her faith had made her whole and that she could go in peace. God showed me from the scripture that this woman's health was restored because of her faith. God is, because by her faith, she was made whole. She was restored. She got her healing. She was, in healing wise, she was completely restored. Her body came back into perfect working order because of her faith. God showed me from the scripture that this woman's health was restored because of her faith. So God is telling us today that not only by obedience and intimacy with God and seeking his kingdom first, his will, his agenda, will restoration come. But it will also come by our faith. For by a mustard seed of faith, we can move mountains. Where God tells us that he's going to restore our finances, because God has spoken to each one, I'm sure he has. He's spoken to me and he's made promises to me. He's not a God that he should lie. He's made promises he's going to restore areas of my life. So where God has said he's going to restore our finances, to heal us mentally, physically, emotionally, our relationships, you know, and bring restoration to every area of our lives, believe him. Exercise your unwavering faith and watch God show up and show off. Watch him show up. Exercise your faith. So the last part of the message in regards to restoration was to do with 2020 vision. I know Natalie said not to say anything, but I'm not going to take no credit for this, okay? I went to see Natalie on Thursday, and she shared this with me, and it's so powerful, and I want to share this with all of you. I felt in my spirit that God said this has to be shared. 2020 vision. God is saying that 2020 has been the year that's been assigned as a year of restoration. This is the year of restoration, 2020. Because 2020, biblically, stands for a cycle of completeness. That's what 20 stands for biblically. Biblical numerology, 20 stands for a cycle of completeness. So this is the year of restoration. Genesis 31, chapter 31, 38 says that it took, hear this, Jacob 20 years to leave Laban. After suffering and laboring for Laban 20 years, Jacob came out wealthy and rich. So I decree and declare in your lives right now, in the mighty name of Jesus, that you will come out this year blessed and rewarded after all the struggles you've been through. God sees your obedience. God hears your prayers. God, each one of us on here, because Prof has been guiding us, God has been using Prof to guide us to repentance, deliverance. God is pleased with what he sees here. Each one of us, I'm telling you now, this is going to be a year of blessing. He's going to reward all our struggles, all our efforts, all our obedience. 2020 is going to be a year of financial prosperity and upgrade in the mighty name of Jesus. For all of us, I decree in all, everyone that's hearing this message and in our families' lives, in the mighty name of Jesus. Remember, we sit under the covenant because we do. Our household shall be saved because they're part of our household, so they shall be saved and they will receive this blessing as well in the mighty name of Jesus. In Samuel, 1 Samuel 7, 2, the Ark of the Covenant was in a foreign land for 20 years. 1 Samuel 7, 2, the Ark of the Covenant was in a foreign land for 20 years, but on the 20th year, it was restored back to Israel. That's powerful. I'm decreeing and declaring in all our lives right now in the mighty name of Jesus, every person under the sound of my voice, that you, each one of us, will receive restoration in this year. What was taken away from us, may it come back to us tenfold in the mighty name of Jesus. Now, this is another scripture that talks about 20. Judges chapter 4 verse 3 states that there was a time the children of Israel were oppressed for 20 years, but God sent, hear this, God sent Deborah. Sent prophetess Deborah to deliver them from their enemies. May God deliver us, each one of us, from every thing that's been oppressing us in the mighty name of Jesus. And we will experience freedom and liberation this year, this decade, and for the rest of our lives in the mighty name of Jesus. I speak that over every single one of our lives and our families' lives in the mighty name of Jesus. In 1 Kings chapter 6 verse 38 and in 2 Kings chapter 7 verse 1, it says that it took Solomon 13 years to build his palace and 7 years to build the temple, which in total 13 plus 7 equals 20 years. 20 is a number of completeness. May God complete and perfect all that concerns all of you and all of us, all our families. May what is lacking in our lives be made complete and perfect this year. 2020 is a year of restoration and demonstration. And I, Heavenly Father, I come to you, to your holy place in the mighty name of Jesus. We thank you for your message today. I'm asking, Heavenly Father, that you will please give us all an obedient spirit, Heavenly Father. Forgive us for the sins of our past, Heavenly Father. Hallelujah. Help us, Heavenly Father. If there's anything in us that's not of you, Heavenly Father, show it up. Reveal it to us, Heavenly Father, so that we can repent to you, Heavenly Father. Change our mindset, change our characters, Heavenly Father. Make our characters more like you, like Christ-like, Heavenly Father. Everything, the way we speak, the way we think, the way we talk, Heavenly Father. Give us this desire inside us, this zeal inside us to spend more time with you, Heavenly Father, to make us, make you our first love, Heavenly Father, to seek the kingdom first so everything else will be added unto us, Heavenly Father. Let us not have a desire to be your part-time lover. Let us make you number one in our lives. Spend intimate time with you in your word, talking to you. Let us come to you in everything that we do, Heavenly Heavenly Father, to ask you for direction in every area of our life, Heavenly Father. Let our desire and our agenda be your agenda. Let our will be your will, Heavenly Father. Not our will, but your will, Heavenly Father. Less of us and more of you, Heavenly Father. Use us mightily in this end time kingdom, Heavenly Father, this end time army, Heavenly Father, so you can use us as vessels to bring billions of souls to Christ, Heavenly Father, in the mighty name of Jesus. Change the way where we have our relationship with you, Heavenly Father. So through our obedience, through our faith, Heavenly Father, through us wanting a more intimate, Heavenly Father, relationship with you, you will, according to your word, restore every area of our lives according to your perfect will. And let our prayers be in alignment with your will, Heavenly Father. So restoration can come into our lives. Breathe restoration. Let your spirit breathe into our lives. In every areas of our life, Heavenly Father, restoration to your glory in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, I pray. Hallelujah. We thank you, Heavenly Father. We glorify your name and we praise your name in Jesus' mighty name. Hallelujah. Thank you, Heavenly Father. And I'm going to pray a song. I'm going to play a song now. It's the last song I'm going to play. And it's a song that I believe that God wants us to hear. Let me get the song. 1 second. Just bear with me because I'm going to have to type it in now. Oh, Father, bring it back to my memory. Tasha Cobbs. 1 second. Tasha Cobbs. Breathe. Kishkaleleoskaleluushka. Hallelujah. This song, I'm telling you now, it's called Your Spirit. And it's about asking God to breathe his spirit upon us. And today listen to the words deeply. I'm asking God to breathe his spirit on us. So there'll be restoration in every single area of our life. Anywhere, you know, while you're listening to this song, speak in tongues and ask God to breathe areas in your life, Heavenly Father, you know you need his spirit so that restoration can come. Even if it means restoration with your relationship with him, Heavenly, you know, with him, so you can become deeper and closer with him. Any area that you've got the Holy Spirit's highlighting to your spirit, ask him to breathe his spirit upon you so restoration can come in Jesus' mighty name. I'm going to turn my video off now so that you can hear the song perfectly. So there's an advert on right now, so I'm just going to wait for the advert to end so that we can listen to the song. Another advert, sorry, it's the second advert. Oh, YouTube. That's it. Here we go. Yes. 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 Hallelujah. Give us restoration. Breathe in us, Heavenly Father. Breathe the Holy Spirit.
Call your spirit, God. Send your spirit, God. Not your might, not your power. Call your spirit, God. Send your spirit, God.
Hallelujah. We thank you, Lord. We thank you, Jesus. Yes, for the fire, Father. Hallelujah.
You are the voice. We are your spirit. You are God.
Yeah.
We are your people. You are the life. We stand in awe. We stand in awe. You. We stand in awe. Not
by might, not by power. By your spirit, God, send your spirit, God. Not by might, not by power. By your spirit, God, send your spirit, God. throne. Breathe on us, Heavenly Father. Breathe your spirit upon us. Restore every area of our life.
You love the darkness into the light, into your life. Bring beyond our actions, bring on the past, bring on the light. We stand in awe of you. We stand in awe of you.
Not by mine. We need your Holy Spirit, Father. Say, not by mine, not by power, by your Spirit, God. Send your Spirit, God. Hey. And we need the Spirit, God. Help us, Father. Store everything in our lives. Come and breathe on us. Spirit, breathe.
Yes, Father, breathe in every area of our lives. Breathe, restore our lives in every area, Heavenly Father. Bring us into obedience, Heavenly Father. Hallelujah. Bring us into obedience, Heavenly Father. Restore every single area of our lives. Breathe your spirit by every area in our lives, in our families' lives, in our children's lives, in our finances, in our health. Hallelujah. In our relationship with you, Heavenly Father, in our destinies, in our ministries, Heavenly Father, in our relationships. Heavenly Father, breathe upon our relationships, Heavenly Father. If any broken relationships, breathe upon it, Heavenly Father. Bring restoration in our lives, in our mindsets, Heavenly Father, in our characters, Heavenly Father. Breathe upon us in the mighty name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Let us hallelujah. Breathe upon us. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Yes, Father. We glorify your name. We give you all the glory and praise. Hallelujah. Yes, by your Spirit, God. Hallelujah. Spirit, hallelujah. We thank you, Lord. We thank you. Okay, so that's the message today. We give God all the glory and praise. We thank you, Father, in Jesus' name. You can turn your mics off if you want now. If there's anything you want to say at all. Hello.
Hi, Marcia.
Hello. Hi.
That was absolutely so powerful. Thank you so much. Thank you for sharing. I was so blessed by it. There were so many nuggets. Thank you.
Give God the glory. Give God the glory. Give God the glory.
Amen, Marcia. Wonderful, powerful. Well done.
Praise God. Praise God.
Keeps cutting out though.
Powerful stuff, Marcia.
You there?
I'm encouraged.
Oh, praise God. Praise God. Oh, hi, David. God bless you, David.
Hello, I can see you.
Hello.
Hello. Hello, gorgeous boy.
Yeah, so thank you so much, everyone, for joining today. Apologies that the time was changed. And, oh, Prophet Belinda's there. Love you, Prof. Love you so much.
Sweetheart, I'm so sorry I ended up joined towards the
end. I actually had a terrible night and hardly slept, and I set my alarm for to be here, and I slept right through my alarm, just woke up, and I'm feeling quite ill, so, but I came on as soon as I woke up. But I'm going to listen to the recording as soon as Stuart posts it, okay? Yeah. But the minute I joined the call, I felt the glory, so I know that you did exceptionally well. I'm so proud of you.
Thank you. Give God the glory. Amen. And can we all pray for Prof? I feel like we should be praying for Prof.
Yes.
Okay. So who wants to lead in prayer for Prof?
You can.
Okay. Heavenly Father, I lift up your beautiful Belinda Brandenburg, in the mighty name of Jesus. I lift her up to you right now in the mighty name of Jesus. And I'm asking Heavenly Father that you dispatch right now your most highest ranking royal angels and ministry with her right now in the mighty name of Jesus. Protect her and minister to her in Jesus' name. I'm asking Heavenly Father that you please send your glory to her right now. Send your glory to her. Wherever she sends to her right now, let there be an open heaven above her right now. In the mighty name of Jesus, let glory come upon her, around her, throughout her, wherever she is, her room, her property, in the mighty name of Jesus. Let her feel your presence, Heavenly Father. Let the peace of God that surpasses understanding rest upon her home, Heavenly Father. Let your Holy Spirit be with her right now, Heavenly Father, ministering to her. Let your arm be wrapped around her, Heavenly Father, holding her. Let her feel your embrace. Let her feel your love, Heavenly Father, in the mighty name of Jesus. I'm asking Heavenly Father for peace. I'm asking Heavenly Father for restoration in the mighty name of Jesus. Your daughter has been obedient, Heavenly Father. In every area of her life, Heavenly Father. I'm asking for your Holy Spirit to now cover her as a blank, Heavenly Father. Give her complete healing from the crown of her head to the crown of her feet. Heavenly Father, I'm asking for restoration in regards to her sleep in the mighty name of Jesus. And let her be surrounded with love, Heavenly Father, with love. And I know, Heavenly Father, because of her obedience, because of the faith that she has in you, because she set the example for all of us, Heavenly Father, you are showing off in every area of her life in the mighty name of Jesus. We thank you,
Hallelujah. Thank you. I can't wait to listen to this session. I was actually looking forward to the session on restoration, so I'm going to listen as soon as it's uploaded. Love you guys.
Love you guys. It was amazing. Take care. Love you all. Bye.
Bye. Take care. Lots of love.